trade compliance grows more complex as companies face constant regulatory change. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. Trade compliance has become increasingly complex as companies navigate a growing number of regulatory changes, shifting interpretations, and heightened enforcement, according to Jorge Torres, president of Interlink Trade Services. In an interview on January 19, 2026, Torres said businesses today face challenges that go beyond traditional customs procedures and now require constant monitoring, expert interpretation, and internal coordination. Torres said one of the main difficulties companies face is understanding how new rules are applied. The challenges we are encountering are twofold, he said. On one hand, it is the interpretation of the executive orders, Federal Register publications, and CBP CSMS messages, as well as getting clarification from CBP for these, which can be quite challenging and almost impossible. He added that explaining these changes to importers is equally difficult because guidance is often subject to interpretation and future revision. He noted that companies often seek certainty in trade decisions, but achieving it is increasingly difficult. Trade is a moving target now, and companies need to move at the same pace or faster, Torres said. Nowadays, the only certainty in trade is uncertainty, and companies need to understand this and minimize their risks the best way possible. He emphasized that staying informed through reliable sources and maintaining regular communication with trade consultants and internal compliance teams is essential. According to Torres, one of the biggest risks companies face is relying on unreliable or incomplete information. He cautioned against using social media or general news outlets as primary sources for trade guidance. There are very reputable publications from trade attorneys and customs brokers that have carried out a detailed analysis of the changes to be implemented, he said. While even expert analysis may not always be fully accurate due to the complexity of regulations, he said it significantly reduces the risk of misinterpretation. Frequent updates from executive orders, Federal Register notices, and Customs and Border Protection CSMS messages require companies to adopt structured processes for monitoring regulatory changes. Torres said organizations should designate individuals or teams to track updates and report their potential impact to senior leadership. Someone within the company must follow up on this information and provide detailed reports to upper management to ensure that there is an understanding of the impact of these changes and how to comply, he said. Documentation has also become a critical area of focus. Torres said that Customs and Border Protection has increased audits and reviews of import transactions, often requesting extensive records to support importer claims. Now more than ever, companies need to document everything related to trade, he said. He added that keeping records of advice received from trade consultants can demonstrate reasonable care, which may help reduce penalties if errors occur. Looking ahead, Torres said companies must take a proactive approach to compliance rather than treating it as a routine operational task. He emphasized the importance of internal trade compliance teams, continuous education, and open communication with external advisors. Trade compliance is now a critical element in the decision-making process for companies. It is no longer a day-to-day operational element, he said. He warned that failing to stay ahead of regulatory changes can result in significant financial and operational consequences.